WSCU 202 Meyer 3. WSCU 202 monitoring.
All right, this is WSHM 738, actually going to make a call to WRWB 489, not monitoring.
Yeah, what's going on? WRWB 489. You're on your way to doing your normal duties this morning?
Yes, I believe pushing a mouse around, and maybe I might even punch a couple of keys on a keyboard.
I thought it was a repetitive robot job.
Yeah, it pays more than they could ever dream, so there you go. Anyways, a little much-needed water falling in the metro area. Sharpen up them lawnmower blades. You're going to need it.
That's very true. Yep.
Going to be a short string again today.
All right. Yeah, I got it going early today, too. We had somebody, their engine died. And she threw a rod right to the block. But, whoops. She probably didn't change the oil, you know, on a regular basis. And it was low or something.
Yeah, see, we got traffic accident here clogging up the freeway. Looks pretty bad. Can't tell here. Semi laying across the mound road and the entrance ramp. That ain't good.
No, it's not.
All it takes is water.
Yep, and if you have bald tires and you hydroplane, well, you know what's going to happen next.
Yeah, so the big 2.5 machine is, again, off this morning, so.
Yeah, I wonder why. They're servicing it, or there's something else that's going on with it. Somebody messing around, and they just shut it off.
Yeah, don't know. I have an opinion, to tell you the truth, and a resolution.
I'm all ears. Shoot.
Well, probably not for here.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah. I got to be to work at like 8 o'clock today. Usually I go in at like 10, but now today's 8 o'clock.
Okay, so a little earlier start. Hopefully it means you get out earlier.
Well, no, I don't actually, because I have to make up some hours for the other day. So now, it's going to be a late day today. It's all right. I'm still getting paid for it. I'm getting the overtime.
All right, well, all works out in the wash, right? 6-1, half dozen of the other.
Yep, that's right. So...
Yeah, that's the only problem. When it rains, you got to deal with humanity, you know, traffic.
Yeah, that's what usually happens. people do not know how to drive in any of this crap.
Yeah, exactly. So, now you just got to pay a little extra attention. You have to all the time, but, you know, when it snows or rains, you know, watch out even more. So, anyways. All right, Mike, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to put this thing down and pay attention to the traffic here. You never know what erratic individual is going to be out here on the road, so, or what accident's about to happen in front of you and try to drag you in, so a little more cramped up this morning. Anyways, we'll catch you later. Have a good day. WRWB 489 from WSA 10 to 738.
All right there, Paul. We'll catch you later. This is WRWB 489. We'll be standing by.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, on the mobile.
Yeah, good morning there, Shelby Township. You got WRWB 489 over here in Clinton Township.
Yes, good morning to you on this wet, soggy morning day on the way to work.
Yeah, I guess it's supposed to be like this for the next few days, so we'll just have to sit back and wait and see.
Well, you know what they say about Michigan weather, wait 5 minutes, but I'd rather have the rain than the snow. You can't shovel rain.
Yep, that's true. Yeah.
So, by the way, 772, my name's Paul. I do the morning commute to work and home in the afternoon after 3:30. So that's when you'd be hearing me this time and after 3:30.
I hear you guys all the time, and I've talked to you before, so this isn't my first rodeo talking to you, just not all the time.
Yeah, I remember talking to you. I talked to Jack quite a bit on my way home. He doesn't live that far from me, but I usually catch the guys on Saturday morning for breakfast.
Yeah, they always go to certain restaurants on the weekends. I think it's what, just like Saturday morning, they go to a restaurant on the west side somewhere, towards the west side anyway. But yeah, you got like India Kilo Echo.
Oh, yeah, we meet at the Cozy Cabin off of DeQuinder, and I think it's 12 Mile, something like that.
Yeah, isn't that on the east side in that plaza there? I could be wrong.
Yeah. It's next to a bowling alley and across the street from Target.
Yeah, I know where it's at. It's over there by the old Universal Mall.
The old Universal, one of my old hangouts back in the late 70s, early 80s. Used to go to it was called Piper's Pizza Peddler. That was a lot of good times there.
Yeah, I used to, like, 30 years ago, I used to go there all the time. Yeah, they had cheap shows at the Cinemark. Now it's at MJR. They, you know, they bought it.
I live over by that AMC 30 over on Mound and Hall Road. I'm just north of that, about a half a mile.
Yeah, I copy. Yeah, I know that's that, too. You know, Shirley Heights over there.
Well, I've reached my destination. I'm clear after you. This is WSGG 772, Shelby Township. Clear.
All right, sir. Have yourself a good day. And, don't work too hard. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be getting by. WSBQ 996, you up this morning? This is WRWB 489. Negative copy on WSBQ 996. This is WRWB 49. We'll be standing by.
WSBQ 996. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning. I haven't heard you in a stone's age. How you been?
Still hanging in there.
That's good. It's good to hear from you. Yeah, I've been still soul searching for that that board, man. That's, you know, I'm just getting to the point now where if I find another TV with the Roku built in, I'll just give it to you.
Oh, man, another TV. Wouldn't it be just easier just to get the board to a team run by the park and have them put them in?
Well, it all depends. I mean, some of those are integrated on the board, so it's a little hard to get those ones off. I gave him the board. He copied all the parts down, but the problem is, you know, some of the parts on there, they're integrated into the board, so it's real hard to, like, surface mount. It's hard to get off.
Did he take a menu and see which one was dead?
Yeah, he did. There's a few bad parts on there. They don't last.
Are they the parts that can be unsoldered, resoldered, or are those the ones that are permanent attached to the board?
They were the permanent ones. So, yeah, that's the issue. But I've been looking online for boards. It's just that they must not have made a lot of those, branded TVs for your model. Could have been for the same reason, because other people were having the same problem, that things were just going out after what? You had that TV, what, less than a year? Or just a little over a year?
I don't even know if it was even with you. When we got the TV, we didn't put no warranty on it. We just bought it as is, without the warranty. Because, you know, it was a dime a dozen. But it was a nice TV.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing with these TVs today, you know, they're unpredictable. You just don't know. I had one that I think the thing was recapped about two times. And then, you know, then the same problem arose again. And after the third time, I'm like, you know what? I am not recapping this TV no more. It was free anyway, so I just tossed it. But if it was an older, heavier, you know, 32-inch, I mean, the new ones now, you could lift them with two fingers.
No, it ain't very heavy. Yes, I just went out and got another one, a 32 or 33 after that one. But what I wanted to do, I wanted to get one that was just like the other one, but I guess I bought the last one they had, I guess.
No, you could still buy a, what was that, a TCL brand? You could still buy that with the Roku technology built in.
Yeah. Well, the one I got now is okay. I still got that one you gave me.
Yeah. Well, if I come across a bigger one with the Spark technology built into it, I'll send it your way.
Okay. Yeah, that one you gave me is a little heavy.
That was a, was that a Samsung? I can't remember. If it was, I think it was a 27.
First one I got from Gene, the one he fixed for that one used to get really hot. And it finally went.
I think that one there, was that a plasma? I can't remember. No, I don't think so. But yeah, the older ones, yeah, they really get hot. I think he fixed that one, what, twice?
Yeah, it was okay for a while, and then all of a sudden it just went out.
Well, like I said, if I come across one, or if the big man comes across one, or your neighbor down the street, John, you know, if he comes across one... Usually when he comes across the TV, he'll call me up right away and ask me if I want it. I'll say, yeah, I'll find somebody who needs it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get back on the side here and monitor the frequency, get back to what I was doing, watching TV as always.
Let me guess, H9.
Yeah, sitting here watching Cheyenne.
Figured it'd be one of those. Yeah, that or Bonanza, Gunsmoke, Laramie, Wagon Train. I can go on the list, down the list. But all right, there, Polly, we'll catch you later. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
This is WSBQ 996. We'll be standing by.
WSBQ 844.
Yeah, morning time out there, 844. You get WRWB 49. What's going here? Your signal's in and out of the repeater. A little bacon frying action going on there.
Yeah, roger that. I'm north of Romeo, so it's not, when the weather isn't cooperating, that's how it goes.
little better that time, not so much QRM.
Roger, roger. Like I said, if the weather and the terrain, the terrain is up and down along the road here. So, hey, good talking to you. Have yourself a great day. And talk to you again. Take care. WSCU-844 will be monitoring.
Alrighty. This is WRWB-49. And we'll be standing by.
WSHR-566 to WSCU-844. You out there?
Hey, good morning, Kevin. WSCU-844. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. How are you? How's the traffic?
Doing all right. Yeah, it's picking up. It was really raining up by me. Kind of slowed down around here a little bit. But, traffic is traffic. Everybody's moving, but, we're all bunched in together.
Yeah, copy that.
Wake up.
Yeah, I've been up for a little bit. I thought I heard you before, but I wasn't sure, so I figured I'd give a try.
Copy that. Yeah, I threw my call sign out there, and 489 responded back to me and said hello, so we talked for a bit.
Copy that.
Did you stay up a little bit after I signed off last night when the link was up?
Yeah, I left my radio on.
Copy that. Dave sent me a text last night right after sometime after I turned it off. So I haven't heard him out here yet this morning.
Yeah, copy that. I mean, you couldn't even say goodbye to me like in 2 minutes and then he got on the radio.
Copy that. Yeah, because I sent both you guys a text letting you both know last night that the link was up. And, I let Chad know also. He sent me a text later. I read it this morning that he was going to be a bit before he got on the radio.
Yeah, copy that.
Any plans for the day?
Not really. I wanted to cut grass today, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, copy that. I don't know if it's supposed to rain anymore. I know tomorrow and Saturday are supposed to be really nice in the 70s and all sun.
Yeah, copy that. That'll be good for you. You can get your boat in the water and get it going.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Brandon's supposed to help. Supposed to meet me up there on Saturday, so I hope he does. If not, I'm going to be a little upset with him.
Copy that. I'm sure he'll be there. He seems like a nice kid. I'm sure he'll be there.
Yeah, he's a great kid, but every now and then, something comes up, whatever. I don't know. It's the wife. She can control him a little bit, but all women control us now and then.
Yeah, copy that one.
You sound pretty good this morning. How's my sound?
You sound real good.
Roger, roger. That's good. Time does Tanya usually wake up?
who's around 9 o'clock, 9:30?
Copy that. So you drink coffee in the morning or no?
No, not really. Maybe every once in a while I'll drink it, like with the guys at work and stuff. But no, I'm not really too much of a coffee drinker. Here and there.
Copy that. Yeah, I have one cup Monday through Friday in the morning, and Saturday and Sunday I usually have two or three.
Yeah, roger that one.
Get a lot of rain down here last night?
Yeah, I think we did.
I had lots of puddles in my driveway this morning, so I know we did, but I don't water the grass. We don't have any sprinklers, so that keeps our grass growing and keeping green.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, it's pretty wet out here. I don't have no puddles in my backyard like I usually do, but looks like it's kind of foggy, too. It must be humid out.
There's a little bit of, a little bit of fog, but I looked on our thermometer up at the house, and it said 55 degrees and 53% humidity, so that's not too bad.
No, that's not bad at all. Hopefully, maybe it'll dry out later on this afternoon and I can cut the grass.
So for your sake, you said you got to work Friday, right?
Yeah, copy that, yep.
Okie dokie. All right, well, I'm almost there to the warehouse, so I'm going to let you go. You have yourself a great day. Stay safe. And hopefully it dries up so you can get that lawn cut. So if I may, we'll talk to you on the other side. Have a good day, buddy. WSGU 844.
Copy that, Sherman. Have a great day at work. Be safe, and hoping to talk to you later on when you get off work. WSHR 566 clear.
Roger, roger. WSGU 844. We're clear.
WSEU 202, good morning to you both, 844 and 566.
202, have a good day. We're out of here.
WSGI 432 monitoring.
WIZX 218. WIZ 48, copy.
Sam, Foxtrot 902. 973, you out there? Whiskey Sam, Foxtrot 902. 973, you out there? Whiskey Sam, Foxtrot 902. 973, you out there? Good morning. I'll respond for 973, Richard Sam Fox, about 902, standing by monitoring.
WSIJ 839 monitoring.
WIZX 218, WIZX 218, WIZ 48, copy.
Good morning, Fred, from the 839.
Can I say that one more time? This is WIUG 48.
Hey, Fred, I just saying hello, it's 839.
839 what? Is that your call sign? Mine is WIUG 48. My name is Jack.
I keep calling you Fred. I'm sorry, Jack. It's WSIF 839.
So you're sounding good, but you're on the walkie-talkie fading out a little bit, which is no problem, but understandable. Because you're on the walkie-talkie, correct?
Yeah, QSL, I'm actually walking from Utica and 13 miles down to Roseville to drop off a package to send back to Amazon.
I see. Now, what is the name of that walkie-talkie you got out there?
This is the TID Radio H3 set for TMRS.
Now, one of them bullfing radio or TID radio?
The TID radio.
Those radios ain't good radios, anyhow. All right. Well, good talking to you out there. You take care. We'll talk later. WIUG 48.
Have yourself a great day. We'll catch you in there again, I'm sure. WSIF 839. And we'll be listening.
WRUG 488, WRWY 979. WRUG 488, WRWY 979. You out there, Jack? Negative contact, WRUG 488, WRWY 979, clear.
Just here.
Yeah, no, I just heard him talking to somebody, you or somebody, and I was eating lunch, and I got done, and I thought I'd just shout out for him and say hello for the day. If you see him out there, tell him Joe in Clinton Township says hello. WRWY 979, clear.
Right, 979, I will do my best for you. This is WSIF 839.
Well, I appreciate that. WRWY 979 clear.
What's all the noise here? WSOC 793.
What noise? I haven't heard anything for an hour. WSI.
Yeah, I know. Been sitting here listening to radio silence all this time. I just had to throw that out there.
I hear ya, I hear ya. You have a good day. I'm gonna be listening. I'm trying to walk home.
Yeah, Roger. Well, you do the same also. Have yourself a good day. Sounding pretty good, too. I'll talk to you in a bit. WSFZ 793. Listening.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring.
Hello, 566. Kevin, sorry about the delay. I had to do something here real quick. Good afternoon time to you.
Yeah, I've had my radio on all morning. I talked to Sherman this morning on his way to work, but I've had it on most of the morning. It's better than the doornail. I was going to call for you, but I figured if you were out there, I would have heard you, so my apologies.
No, ain't no apologies necessary or whatever. I haven't had it on until about an hour ago or so. I just was sitting there. I was messing with some stuff, and I just noticed it was dead for the hour and a half or whatever I had on. He's dead, nobody. So I just, for the joke of it, I grabbed the mic and asked who's making all the noise out here, okay?
Yeah, roger that.
Oh, boy. Yeah, feeling a little under the weather today. I don't know. Just one of those days. Maybe that damn smoke from Canada. Who knows? But what are you doing?
Oh, not much. I just got back from the BJ's over there off of 94 and... Hall Road, I had to pick up a couple of things, but other than that, not doing too much. It's just a crappy day. I want to cut the grass, but that ain't going to happen, so I'll probably have to wait till, probably till Saturday.
It's probably going to be too wet to mow. Got a lot of rain this morning and last night and everything. I don't know. I don't think what's going on right now is evaporated it yet. It's probably going to be too wet to mow anyway. They're okay.
Oh, yeah, copy that. Yeah, I'm not even thinking about cutting the grass. The only way I would if it would dry up, if the wind was blowing a little bit, it will dry it out. But yeah, like I said, I'll probably have to wait till to Saturday to do it. No big deal.
Yeah, is everything going okay over there?
Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you the other day. Well, you weren't when I called you. We took the cat in, like I told you, and the doctor said, well, he said he doesn't have a fever. He checked his temperature, and he says we can do a couple of things. He says we can give him an antibiotic in case if he does have a urinary tract infection, and we can give him something for his tummy if it's upset. Or he says we can do x-rays and do blood. And I looked at my wife and she looked at me and I said, well, let's do number one first. You know, give him the medicine and stuff. So he says if he ain't eating within 48 hours, then bring him back. Or if he starts throwing up a lot. So needless to say, he perked up after that a little bit here and there. Now the last couple of days he's back to normal. So hopefully whatever he had, it knocked it out of him. So he's eating pretty good now and everything, so.
Yeah, all right, that's good news then. Encouraging. That would have picked number one, too, for now. Some antibiotics, they take a little time to kick in. But you said now he's more or less, you know, back to normal. Yeah, that's all it probably just was, some antibiotics and straighten him out. Hopefully, that's all there is. That's all, you know. And it's good to know. That's what I'm saying. It's good to know he's all right then. So, all right, Kevin, let me put it on you a little bit. I'm gonna monitor and do what I'm doing over here and get this done and have another day behind me there. I talked to you a little bit, my friend. You're sounding good to the repeater, too. And I'm glad about the cat, I am. I appreciate you keeping me posted. I asked you to, and you did. So we'll talk to you later. WSOC 793, not clear at the ears.
Yeah, Dave, you have a good day. I'll be monitoring, so if you want to give me a shout or something, go ahead. I'll just be here watching TV or whatever, so. Hope to talk to you later, WSHR 566 Clear Monitoring.
Roger, roger.
It's back. Yay. WRGX 218, standing by. Where's all the players at? Yes, as he said.
WIZX 218. WIZX 218. WIUG 48. Copy.
WRZX 218. We got you.
Yeah, how you doing today?
We're drying out over here, Jack. It's drying out. Rain quit there, Roger.
Roger, I just was outside there, just so wet. It's drying out too.
Roger.
Yeah, there's a little breeze blowing. Road's starting to dry up, so get a little break here for it.
It cooled off, though, didn't it?
Yeah, it cooled off a little bit. Not much, but a little bit. Might have to wear long pants now.
Yeah, copy that. That was a good rain, though. Got an inch over here.
Yeah, I don't know how much it came here. Good enough to, you know, to make the grass a little bit greener.
That's right. It's going to need mowing again.
That's already, I looked at it just now, it's a little bit higher already. So I got to work on it maybe tomorrow if it doesn't rain.
Yeah, copy that. Well, Jack, I ordered a Comet 2x4. That's the one you got. Pretty sure it is. From DX Engineering, they had it. I had an account with them anyhow. It'll be here tomorrow, and we will try it, Roger.
I know they have it, but what about that Magnum mount?
Well, my Magnum mount, it's brand new. I bought a brand new one. And mine is three and a half inches in diameter. I'm going to try it. But that Nagoya that failed, it was 40 inches tall too, or 37. So it should be okay, and it handled it okay. I noticed the mag mount you got is 5.5 inches. That's pretty big around, right?
And that's that 2x4, that's what it needed, it because the size is a quarter. That's why I was telling you, you got to get that from R&L. I don't think VX, they got it out there.
I don't know, I didn't look either. See, the top of my Grand Cherokee has got ribs. There's ribs, you know, formed into the steel roof. And that run the length of the roof. And that 5.5 inch magnet on that mag mount won't sit in between the ribs. They're too close together there. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Let me ask you, how about that back light, the brake light right on top of that? I don't know if you have that one or not. Right on top the spare tire.
No, that's built in. It's flush with the top of the hatch. I do have luggage railings, though, cargo rails on top. So I don't know. I'll try mine, see what happens first, and then go from there, Roger.
I know what you're saying. Now, that 2x4, you know, you're going to have, which one, there's about three of them. I was on Amazon. There's one of them was dual band, and there's one of them with a three band. I don't have the one with a three band. I don't know which one did you order.
I got the CA 2x4 SRNMO. It's a 2x4 SR. It's the MNO mount, right?
I don't know which one is it that. I have the one that's got 2 meter, 70 centimeter, and the GMRS. That's the one I have.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, this one does 2 and 70, and yeah, this should work. It's UHF, VHF. We'll see what happens, though, when I get it.
I like the antenna. Well, one thing I like about the antenna, in case you go to the, you know, to the building or something like that, you know, overhead building or something like that, you can not open it, but it'll click up, then it goes down itself. And when you finish from there, you can, right away, you can put it back in.
Yeah, roger that. Well, this Nagoya did the same thing. This Nagoya I had here that failed on me did the same thing. But it was a little rusty in there, where so I cleaned it up with a wire brush and cleaned all that up. I don't know if they broke the connection in there or what happened, but it's not working no more. I'm gonna ruin my radio if I keep trying. So I stopped and got this comment coming. We'll see what that does there. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, he'll find out when he get there. Anyhow, I gotta go get some flowers and come back because I still gotta plant a couple of places flowers out there in the front and the side of the house. Anyhow, I will talk to you a little bit later. Good to hear from you. WING 48.
Copy that. You gotta be here tomorrow sometime. I'll look at my tracking number and get a time, but I'll let you know. All right, WRZX 218, we're going to be monitoring.
Well, with 218 transmitting, I think Detroit is open. I think Detroit is back on. WSOZ 793.
Yeah, copy that. Dave, yep, Detroit's live at 5. Have at it.
Yeah, well, good afternoon to you, Randall, while I'm at it. Yeah, I don't know if they fixed it or what they did, but you sound good. No diesel noise at all. I don't hear no diesel back there or nothing. I don't know. That's why they had it down. They fixed it or what they're riding.
Copy that. Well, it really doesn't. It kind of goes away in the afternoon, I'm noticing. So, you know, here we are at 3:30, so it should be gone. It's a morning thing. Best I can recall of it, it was always worse first thing in the morning there. Copy?
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, you're right about that, too. I don't know. I just wonder. Well, I've had come in at night, I've had people, there was times when it was really, when I used to run on Detroit only, there was times even at night when it was coming really bad, they could hear it along my signal, and then sometimes in the morning, and then other times you couldn't hear it, so I don't know, I just think, usually I can hear it with your signal, I can hear at least a little bit in the background, but this time I don't hear anything there, okay?
Yeah, copy that. Well, I'll see what happens. Maybe some days are good, some are bad, you know. It is what it is.
Yeah, it's all right. Ain't no big thing. I just, you know, it was off for a while and made me wonder if somebody, you know, was taking a look at the problem or what. And then all of a sudden here I hear you transmitting and that tells me it's on. And, like I said, you sounded really good, really good. Clean, you know, full throttle through the repeater and no diesel, so, we'll see how it works. How have you been doing?
Eh, not too bad. Had some nice, muggy weather there yesterday. It was cooled back down now, so, rain's let up, I was telling Jack. So I think we're going to be dry the rest of the day here. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, it was pretty messy there for a while. And, yeah, the mugginess, man, that was driving me nuts. I had fans blowing on me. And I could keep cool, but barely. I just was barely making it. And, you know, breathing, you can feel it, you know. So now it seems to be better, and hopefully it's going to stay this way. I had a couple people tell me they might go out and try to mow their grass. I told them, I don't know if I would mow it right now, you know. If it's still all wet, you don't want to mow it. There was a lot of rain, so I don't know if the lawn's be dried up by now, they're okay.
It depends. They got a mulch up there. Yes.
They can try. Might leave a lot of mess, so. No, that ain't a good idea ever. Mow rat grass. Learned that decades ago. All right, man. We'll get off here. I am hungry. Might go out and get something. Hey, we'll talk at you later. And see, then we'll see what happens. Maybe propagation will be up. Anyways, have a good one, Dave. WRZX 218. And we're going to be just standing by.
Yay, Randall. Good stuff, man. At least you're doing all right. And like I said, sounding great through the repeater. No problems whatsoever. No hiccups, no nothing, no diesel noise. So just to let you know that. And it's always good talking to you. I had to just get in there because, I figured Detroit must be on. You know, I got to get in there once in a while, wave at you. So you know how it works. Anyway, you take care of yourself. Get yourself some meat and have yourself a good rest of the day. WSOZ 793, and I'm listening.
WSGG 772, mobile monitoring.
That's 772. Good afternoon, and how you doing today?
A lot better, Jack, now that I'm on my way home from work. I'll probably see you Saturday for breakfast. We're not working Saturday.
Hey, no problem. Anyhow, how you doing? Is it a big thing today for you? No.
It was a so-so day. Not so bad. Can't complain. Slow and easy. Steady pace.
That's good. I'm glad you're off work now. I have a couple of days off, which is good. Even though, you know, the weather has been 82 hot and all that, but it makes you a little bit weak. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. I'll be going on vacation in 2 weeks. Hopefully get out on the boat, get on the lake. Can't wait.
It's good. Do you have a good time out there when you go out on the lake? I like that too. We used to go fishing, go out on a boat in Port Huron, and we stay there until the next day in the morning on the boat till we come back with big fish.
Yeah, I got the jet ski geared up for fishing, so I can use it for fishing as well. But, it's a great time. Love being on the water. I was always on the... I grew up by the lake, so I'm an east sider.
Well, that's good. Anyhow, good to hear you out there. You take care. I got to go shopping a little bit and come back. And we'll talk later on or tomorrow. WIUG 48.
It's always a pleasure talking to you, Jack. WSGG 772, this is Paul. Shelby Township, we're standing by. I'm on the mobile.
We get you all taken care of, Jack.
Sir, and thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I didn't catch the text soon enough, so it was a while. I didn't know it was down. So I'll hopefully catch it quicker next time.
No, it doesn't matter anyhow. Whatever you feel doing it, then that's what it is. Anyhow, whatever you get time to, anyhow. All right, John, we'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow morning, anyhow.
Tomorrow morning? Holy cow, is it Friday already? I've missed a day. We'll see you Saturday morning for sure, but whatever day it is. All right, catch you later, Jack. WRUU 850.
I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Say tomorrow morning is Saturday. Anyhow, we'll see you Saturday. WRUG 48.
WSCU 202, we thank you much, 850, for your system.
It's other people's systems. But whatever, it's there, use it, enjoy it.
WSCU 202 to 850. I don't know if I'm hitting the repeater or not, but thank you for your system.
Jared and Sophie, you're welcome. Said enjoy.
Yeah, I'm down here on Wayne Road, so on the other side of the metro, so I don't know if I was making the trip or not.
Oh, it's making the trip very well.
Well, I guess that's good to hear. There you go. Thank you, 973, right? 793, yeah, there you go.
Hey, Roger, no problem. First time you thanked me, you teed up and more or less said, oh, you're welcome and enjoy it. And, you know, the repeater and stuff, so. I guess. All right, man, I'll talk to you in a minute. Sounding good. You're sounding good to the repeater. I'm back to what I'm doing, WSSE 793, and I'm listening.
All right, 793, 202, and we're back out here. I need to get back in and finish this job up.
Roger, Roger.
WSIC 866 to 793.
Here, come on.
Yeah, I can hear both of you, and I'm up here in New Haven.
I can hear you, and I'm in front.
Yeah, what? You threw that one in there. Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, you sounding good, too, out of New Haven. Sounding really good. He must be going through McComb, I would guess. But, yeah, we can all hear each other. That's all that matters there, Roger.
Oh, yeah, Roger that. That's why I brought this up. I live in Warren, but I brought up my son's place in New Haven to see if I could get the repeater from up here. This is just a... this is just an HD.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, it's doing really good, super good for an HD. I mean, you're full in the repeater. Yeah, I live in Warren right now. I used to live in New Haven. I lived up there at that trailer park, 27 and Gratiot there. I've pretty much been around New Haven. And I'm in Warren now there, Roger.
Now. Yeah, I think somebody got in there in between us.
Yeah, somebody probably wants to use the frequency. I'm going to sit back and let them get at it. We'll talk to you later.
WSOC 793, I'm listening.
Alrighty. WSIT 866 for monitoring.
Calling any station. This is WSIT 284. Radio check, please. Does anyone copy? Over.
Your radio's working, but you might want to put your mouth closer to the mic there, okay?
Roger that. I appreciate it. Thank you. This is WSIT 284 out in Monterey.
Roger, roger. Much better. WSOC 793. Listening.
Question. Sam, Foxtrot, 902, 973, stop.
Yeah, come on, Frank, where you at? How about 902?
Just getting off on 59 miles.
Oh, okay, 59 and mound. I was thinking 59 don't hit mound, I'm thinking 53. Yeah, all right, man. Sounding good.
Worried for a minute. I didn't think I was getting out.
Well, you're getting out. You're getting out good. Sounds good. I can hear the traffic. Yeah, all the traffic and everything around you and stuff. Yeah, you're getting out good there, okay?
Roger that. Yeah, it's kind of thick around
me right now. I gotta have my windows down or I'll die,
so I'll put it on you when I get home.
Yeah, alright, sounds good, man. Oh, you're getting out though, don't worry about that. That thing's getting out great. Kicking the repeater really hard, so. Alright, I'll talk to you later, my friend. Be careful out there, watch out for the idiots. WSOZ 793, and I'm missing.
Yeah, roger that. It's been a demolition derby today. People are just nuts. But yeah, what's the Fan Fox right now, too? I'll be standing by and monitoring, and I'll get to you when I get to the house.
Roger, roger.
For no particular reason, just curiosity, did you say Whiskey Sam, Whiskey Sierra Foxtrot 902? Is that what you said, or did I miss? I must have missed the character.
Yeah, roger that. It's Whiskey Sam Foxtrot 902. But WSFT.
Yeah, I keep hearing Whiskey Sam Foxtrot. That's three letters, WSF. So I must be missing something, because Foxtrot is one letter. I'm just wondering, what am I missing? That was the part that had me curious.
Hey, Sean.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's my friend 902 out there. It's WSFT 902, but he keeps, I know, he's got to understand that Foxtrot's one word, so he kind of just says Whiskey Sierra Foxtrot there, okay?
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm hearing WSF, I'm like, that's not a whole call. Okay, Whiskey Sierra Foxtrot Tango 902, that's the correct way, okay. I was just confused. I'm going, did I hear that right? I heard it three times. And what am I missing? All right.
Yeah, that's no problem. I just figured I'd let you know. He's been doing that for a while. I tried to correct him a few times. As long as he's, I don't know if he can do that or not or whatever the case. So he's separating the foxtrot for the F and the T, and you can't do that, I know, but it's what he does, so, you know, it's foxtrot tango there, okay?
You could say fox tango, but you can't say foxtrot. Yep, that's not a legal call. So, anyhow, or you could say WSFT. So, all right, I just was hearing it weird, so I guess that's what I was hearing. Yeah, that's, all right, that's incorrect, just but you pointed it out. So, got to get it right.
Yeah, sooner or later I'll get him straightened out on it. You'd be better off just saying the letters instead of the font or whatever word I'm looking for on it. All right, Sean, well, good afternoon time to you, and let's get back to what you're doing. I just wanted to throw that in there. You have yourself a good day. WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
All right, Dave, catch you later. WRUU 850.
Yeah, Sean, I didn't know that Foxtrot was not, you couldn't separate it as a Foxtrot. So I had to call it out as Whiskey Sam Foxtrot Tango, which is fine. It's just easier for me to get it off the tongue than Whiskey Sam Foxtrot Tango 902. So I'll start using the tango. Roger that. Sorry about that. I thought that was legal. Didn't know. Now I know. Thank you.
Yeah, Foxtrot wasn't used. Now, you could shorten Foxtrot to Fox, I believe, because, you know, you're not, and then say tango. So you could say Whiskey Sam Fox Tango, and, you know, there would be no mistaking it. But saying Foxtrot and not saying anything else leaves it open. I kind of thought maybe that was it, but there's no way to know for sure. So technically, it's not a valid call sign. It's weird how you could use, you know, I don't think there's any rule that says you have to use a specific set of phonetics. You know, there's the law enforcement ones like William, Sam, Frank, you know, Tom. It'd be William, Sam, Frank, Tom. You could probably do a combination, which they think you do. No, are you doing Sierra or Sam? Anyhow, I don't know that there's necessarily a, you know, I used to say, like, I'll say, for my other call, I'll say fancy underpants when it's Foxtrot United with my other call. And, you know, it can't be really mistaken for anything else. But so there's some latitude, but just Foxtrot is very specifically the correct way to say one letter. So that would be very confusing. So, interesting. I mean, I'm sure nobody's counting, but probably best to get that resolved one way or the other.
You can learn all that info on YouTube.
Foxtrot Tango, then. That sounds good to me. I could throw that tango on it. I didn't know it was confusing everybody. I thought that everybody understood that the Foxtrot would be two words, but... Hey, this is my assumption, but there you go. Assumption is the mother of all, ain't it? So, there it is. All right, so yeah, Whiskey Sam Foxtrot Tango. Standing by, 902.
All righty. No harm, no foul. We're all good. WRUU 850.
Whiskey Sierra Golf Golf 772, monitoring Stone Heights.
And is the golden butthole saying anything?
I call it the C ring. I don't know if you can't say the word.
We should start calling it the Prince Albert.
I like that better.
I
didn't think of it until you said the C ring. I thought, oh, we missed an opportunity.
See, it's a male thing.
William, Sam, George, uniform, 844. With authority. Amen. All right, gentlemen, I'll let you get back to whatever it is, drive time, all that good stuff. Have fun. Let's see, I'll try phonetics too. It seems to be the thing of the day. Whiskey, Romeo, uniform, 850. I don't like that. WRU 850. It uses our brains too much, I feel. WSGU 844.
You can learn all that ABC lingo on YouTube. Whiskey Sahara Golf Golf 772, monitoring.
Well, might as well throw mine in. Whiskey Sierra Foxtrot Zulu, 793, listening.
Start up, Sam.
WSHR 566.
And just like that, as active as it was just a few minutes ago, now all quiet. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. WSOZ 793 is listening.
I'm still here. WRWB 49.
I thought you were at work all along. 4 o'clock. Oh, I... Huh?
I'm on my last assignment. I'm driving there right now, and then I'll be done, and then see what the big man's up to. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. You got Sherman 844 texting me. I had to answer him back. You going to see the big man?
Roger.
Cool. Tell him I said hello, and I'm going to get a hold of him. I know I keep saying I'm going to get a hold of him, and I don't, but he pulls the same stunt with me, so, you know, it's not a big thing. But let him know I said hello, man.
You know, in his world, you know, telephones aren't so prevalent. I mean, they are and they aren't. Don't touch him because you won't answer.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I'm not much of a telephone person either. There's times where I'll look at my phone and the battery would be dead and I'll just say the hell with it. I'll get around to charging it whenever. Because I'm not much of a telephone person. Talking or texting, you know, once in a while, yeah, I get on there and I'll talk to somebody, get all long-winded and everything and stuff, but it's not a daily occurrence.
I copy that.
I didn't know if you were monitoring, but a little while ago, it was active, man. Everybody was, a whole bunch of people were jumping around out here. Then all of a sudden, it's dead again. You know, so I just wanted to toss that in. All right, Mike, I'll talk to you then. I guess, but say hello to the big man. You mobile easy out there. Sounding good, too. Sounding good to the repeater and, you know, all that other good stuff. Let the big guy know I said hello. We'll talk to you in a little bit. WSZ 793, and I'm listening.
You got WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
WSGG 772, Troy. Still mobile.
Still got a copy on here. This is WRWB 49.
Whiskey Sam Foxtrot, Tango, 902. 973, you out there?
Yeah, I'm out here. Go ahead.
What's going on, Dave? We'll kill some of this dead air. I heard you crying about it earlier.
Nah, I'm just sitting here trying to have a little fun, that's all. It was dead for the longest time. Then all of a sudden everybody's in there, Sean, you, and the other guy and the other guy, and everybody's going at it and stuff, and it's dead again. So I figured I'd, I don't know, I just keep down inside.
All right, you sound a little down there, brother. You all good, or what's up?
I'm all right. I'm having kind of a low day here, but you know how it is. But I'm all right. I'm on the radio, so I must be okay.
Now, Roger that. I know when you're having a really bad day, you ain't picking up the mic. So I got to. No, I'm just getting off, and I figured I'd give you a quick holler and say, hey, hey now. So hey now.
Yeah, Roger. Where you at?
I'm actually at the homestead, sitting at the picnic table, looking at my grass, thinking, shoot, it just got through raining, but I'd still like to cut it. So, I don't know. Just kind of got done with my day. I don't know. I'll probably wait till tomorrow and cut the grass. So, other than that, I don't know. I was actually looking at my rider, thinking, John, to rip the carb off of that and then have you rebuild that for me. You see, I can get a rebuild kit for that for, what, 20, 30 bucks, you said?
No, the only part I need to rebuild on it is the fuel pump block. I think the kit's like 7, 8 bucks, 10 bucks. It's just a diaphragm and a couple little pieces there. That's the only part I have to rebuild. But, I mean, while I'm at it, you know, obviously I'm going to crack the carb open and have a look.
Roger, that's a 20-horse V-twin turbo something. So does that have depth in that carb or no?
No, that's an Apollo's twin. Thank God. That's not a V-twin. That's an Apollo's twin bridge. The best twins ever made. I'll tell you that, the Apollo's twins. But that's what you got, 20-horse Apollo's twin. Yeah, this jets and the carburetor and everything, but I don't think you need them. If there's anything, you know, a little thin piece of wire, clean them right out. But I don't think you need anything. The only thing I believe you'll need is the fuel pump kit and change the oil. And that should straighten you out.
Yeah, Roger that. Okay, so that's probably what I'll do. I'll probably rip that off there and go down to that place off of 9 Mile down there. It's got all the stuff where I got that starter from. But, yeah, it's been a good mower. I've had that for almost 25 years, and like I said, I used to mow, 3.5-4 acres up north every week. And then I've been down here for, 10 years. And then, you know, I'd rake, too. So I'd go around, mow, and then rake. And then all I could do, well, every once in a while I'll mow with it. But I definitely want to get my rake going again. I need to thatch this all out, Roger that.
Yeah, Roger that. Now, if that had a V-twin brakes on it, it wouldn't have lasted you this long. You wouldn't have it by now or whatever the case. That V-twin bridges. I mean, I'm a Bridge and Stratton fan, big time. But I'm not a fan of the V-twins. The opposed twins, I'm a big fan of. I think they're one of the best engines ever built. It's the opposed ones, but yeah, like I said, all you got is the only thing. You know, while I got the carburetor there, I'll crack the bowl and everything and have a look. But I don't think you're gonna need anything for the carburetor. I really don't. Everything's metal in that carburetor. You know, one's nothing got eaten up by E85, and you said you don't run alcohol in a E85, so as long as you ain't been running E85 in it, there probably ain't nothing to it, man. A little compressed air and blow the jets out and be done. You know, rebuild the fuel pump and get out of run, okay?
Yeah, roger that. All I've ever ran through it was medium grade gas. I never put no high test in it or nothing like that. But yeah, definitely, it's been a good mower. I've had it for years and years and years. In fact, when I originally got it, it was a choice between a Kohler with a pump on it, but I didn't have no hills where I was at. I really didn't want to get the one with the pump on it. I didn't like the Kohler anyways. I seen that Briggs & Stratton, and I'm like, yeah, that's the one right there. So, up there it is.
Yeah, I know there's the model one up from yours, one up, they ran a Kohler, opposed twin Kohler. It's a good engine, you know, I'd take it. It really ain't much no different than the Briggs, but, you know, Kohler's supposed to be like high-end stuff, and I'm not buying any of that no more, but, yeah, it's the one above yours has the Kohler. Probably same horsepower, but ain't no big deal. But, you know, you got the bridge, and you've seen how long it's lasted you. You know, and it's still a damn good engine, and the old tractor's still good from what I've looked at. But, yeah, if you had a V-twin Briggs on it, it'd have done let go on you a long time ago. They're just not built well. In fact, I don't even think Briggs & Stratton makes them, actually produces them. I read somewhere that Mitsubishi or Subaru or something makes them engines, and Briggs & Stratton throws their names on it. I ain't accurate right now. All I know is you got the good engine. If I ever got any riders with V-twin bridges that were blown, I ever did an engine swap, I'd go over to the opposed twin. I'd swap it out with a opposed twin engine there, okay?
Roger that. No, I mean, I keep it underneath the tarp, and I spray everything down WD-40 and I put a tarp over it, so that's why it's never rusted all the way out. That's why it's still in good, decent shape. I do that every time I put it up for the winter. And as far as I'm concerned, if that body ever rots out and that thing, I'll just scrap out the mower itself, and I'll take that 20 horse and put it on a mini bike. Roger that.
Yeah, and then go kill yourself on it.
Somebody was dead key in there. Anyways, I'll tell you what, I'll get a hold of you on the landline. I want to see what's going on anyway, so I'll sign off Whiskey Sam Foxtrot Tango 902. I'll be standing by monitoring.
Yeah, all right, no problem, man. I'll talk to you on the landline. Anyway, we'll talk to you a little bit. WSOZ 793, and I'm listening.
Calling any station. This is WSIP 284. We have a interview for me to test out three different quick swap antennas. Over. Calling any station. This is WSIP 284.
WSDU 202. Out here to Wayne Road.
WSIP 284, clear.
William, Sam, George, uniform 844, monitoring.
WSHR 566, the WSEGU 844, copy.
Hello, Kevin. I thought they turned off the repeater. It was dead. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm just sitting here watching TV.
Roger, roger. So I don't know what you... I don't know if you heard what went down earlier. It was kind of funny.
You know, what's that?
It's 902 on Dave's friend Frank. He didn't do his call sign legally, but he was doing it, but he didn't know he was not doing it legally. And funny.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
I came in and threw out my call letters, and then I wasn't quite back from my route yet. I was on my way to the warehouse, and I keyed up again, and my radio died. The battery died. I haven't charged it in a couple of nights, my handheld, so I'm on the mobile right now.
Yeah, copy that. Were you listening to your other radio today?
Yeah. Did I miss something?
Yeah, Washington had a fire, a basement fire, I think. I was listening to them.
Okay, yeah, I missed that. Now there was other chitter chatter. Rose's been kind of busy on and off. Sterling Heights been kind of busy on and off. Who else was? That's all I remember. New Haven had something, so did Lenox. But I didn't hear anything from Washington. Wow. They call for mutual aid?
No, I don't think so. It was like around... I went to BJ's, so I think it was like around 12:30, 1 o'clock, something like that.
Okay, copy that. Huh. I don't know how I missed that. No, well, like I said, maybe other departments were busy and were chitter chatting.
Copy that. How was your day at work today? Were you around here at all today?
Roger, yeah, I had the base today, and I had a gas station on Gratiot, TVS, gas station on 21, Walgreens on 21, and then a couple, party stores in Mount Clemens off of, North Avenue.
Oh, copy. I'm surprised I didn't see you while I was out and about.
North Avenue is in Mount Clemens, not out by you.
Oh, North Avenue is over here by me.
There's another on North Avenue. It goes back on off of Grosbeck, and it goes in Mount Clemens, and it connects to Gratiot.
Oh yeah, copy. That's a continuation from our North Avenue to over there.
Roger, roger. Yeah, but it was busy, and, yeah, the guy that did my route didn't do too bad. He didn't rotate like he should have, but oh well. But, at least my stores were serviced, and they weren't complaining, yeah, that guy that you had in there, sucked. But, they didn't say that. There was only one of my customers didn't like him, but oh well.
Yeah, copy that.
Mow your grass, or it was still too wet?
No, it's too wet. I was going to go out and check, but I was talking to Dave earlier, and he even said the same things. It's too wet out, but I'm going to go check. Maybe I could get the front done, but I don't know. I'm thinking about just waiting till tomorrow I get off of work, or even Saturday.
Copy that. Yeah, I don't know if I wanted to wash my truck on the way home, but there's still probably be puddles in my driveway, so I think I'll wait until the weekend and get it washed.
Yeah, copy that. I don't know if you noticed or not. I know you don't live down this way anymore, but I think I might have told you. I think I did the other day. But those Jack car washes are going up all over the place. They're buying out a lot of the other car washes in the area.
Cool. That's good, yeah. I don't think there's any close to me. But there is a nice car wash in Davidson that I've gone to a couple times right off of State Street, which is M15, close to 69. And then now we got a do-it-yourself and then a drive-through and oil change place on DeMille and Davidson Road.
Oh, yeah, copy that. WSHR 566 for identity purposes.
And WFGU 844 for ID. What's on you today?
Her back's bothering her a little bit. I think she's in her bedroom relaxing right now. But other than that, she's all right.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. Yeah, Kelly's on. Yeah, Kelly says that can see the smoke from the wildfires behind us, and she said it was really, really muggy, so closed all the doors, didn't even open the windows today, and she turned the air conditioner off this morning because she was getting too cold. She turned the heat on, now she's turning the air back on.
Jeez.
I'm looking towards the north, coming up the 23 Mile Road, and yeah, it's kind of smoggy.
Yeah, it might be a combination of things, that smoke and the humidity too, from the rain.
Yep, and it almost looks like it's gonna try to rain again. Oh, I got droplets on my windshield. There's no one washing their windows, so yeah, it's trying to rain again.
Yeah, when I went over to BJ's earlier, I looked across the airbase over there, and you could hardly see it out that one area out there. You couldn't even see North River Road from there.
I believe it. Yeah, it gets that way. But yeah, they had four of the tour buses right there at the gate when I pulled in, and then one they had to turn away. He was sitting at the Selfridge DNR site where they park when they have posts and stuff. So I don't know if they checked on, and plus there was a state trooper.
were there that was in a black pickup truck, and they had normal plates on it with a trailer, so I don't know if what was going on there. All I know is that they're deploying some of our people overseas to do some training, but I don't know what kind of training and where about. It's some country I've never heard of. I don't like it. I hate to hear our troops going over there.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I seen something on that fishing site that I belong to on my phone there, and said something that the state police was there, and someone thought it might have been the deportation stuff going on, but I don't know. Who knows what it was? It makes you wonder though why the state police was there, you know?
Roger, Roger. Yeah, it was just one state trooper, and almost looked like it was what do you call it? The motor carrier, the people that bust the big trucks. That's what he looked like.
Yeah, that's what I think it was too. The motor carrier.
Long carrier after the beep beep on. But anyway. Yeah, something was wrong with this truck. I mean.
Yeah, copy that.
Oh, so you haven't listened to too much of Detroit today?
No, when I was in my vehicle today, I was listening to Macomb County. I put them on a little bit, but last night they were going pretty good. They had, I don't know where but they had a couple fires last night, a couple accidents. It seems like it picks up more at night than during the day.
Like that song, the freaks come out at night, yeah.
Yeah, copy that. I got my newsletter from Box 42, and I guess they're having their meeting at the Hamtramck Fire Station. I think they said June 21st, or is it the 21st or the 14th? I can't remember.
Well, the third, usually it's the third weekend of the month, so whatever that is. So I'll try to make that one. It's just been kind of crazy. Hopefully it'll be opened up, and the boat will be in the water, and we'll see. But what was I going to say? Yeah, I don't think I've ever been to Hamtramck with Fox 42. I've been there a few times on checking their trucks out, and I used to have a route down there. So I'd stop in once in a while.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, let me know if you want to go. You come to my house or whatever, and we can drive down if you want. I'm planning on going, so I don't know how many guys will be there. But the meeting last month, of course, it was the anniversary, so there was about, I'd say about 15, 20 guys there, if that. So who knows how many will come this month.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, it's kind of, for our meetings, it's been up and down lately. I don't know, we got to get some young blood in there to keep the group going.
Yeah, hey, remember the former president, what was his name, the young kid that went to Florida? Well, he came in because it was Easter weekend, and he came to the Box 42 meeting.
Yeah, nice guy. Forgot his name though. But yeah, he has something to do with public safety, but I don't remember exactly what. I think he worked for Wayne State for a while. It's something down there. Forgot.
Yeah, and don't forget in July they got the fire muster. I like to go to that.
Oh, yeah. We'll get together and go up there. Yeah, that's a good time.
Roger that. Well, hey, I'm going to let you go open up the airwaves here a little bit in case anybody else wants to talk. So maybe if the repeater up there is open, maybe I'll talk to you later. If not, I'll probably talk to you tomorrow sometime. You have a good one, and tell Kelly we said hi. WSHR 566 clear. After your final.
Okie dokie. Yep. Do the favor back to us. Tell Tanya we said hi, and yeah, we'll chat at you later, or if not for sure, talk to you tomorrow. So, you guys enjoy your evening, and get back with you later. WSGU 844.
WSBU 202 monitoring. WSDT 570, WSDT 257, are you out there?
WSUP 257 on Care Monitor. 973.
WRVJ 258.
WRZF 865 monitoring. WRZF 865 monitoring.
WSIE 375. Testing my radio. Anyone copy?
This is WRZF 865. You sounded great. Good signal, clear modulation, good volume. Everything sounds good. Station 375, copy. WRZF 865, monitoring.
WSIE 375, testing my
new radio. I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater. Anyone copy?
Three seven five, you are full copy through the repeater. WRVJ 258.
Thank you, sir. Have a great evening.
This is WSHY 363, mobile and monitoring.
WSEI 375, picking you up pretty clearly.
Roger that. Thank you, 375. Appreciate it. I'm just passing through. Figure I'd give it a shot.
Great. You're coming in pretty good. I'm using a 25 watt from Clinton Township.
Not sure what city this is, Ford Road and Prospect, and I'm on a Denwater, so I guess I'm pretty impressed with things getting out.
Sounding pretty good. You must have a decent antenna. Have yourself a great evening.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate the text.
WSHY
365, clear. 375, clear and monitoring. WRZF 865, monitoring.